There are people who seem to be cursed with an awful lot of bad luck, what we call bad luck, whose relationships don't work, who have financial problems, who perhaps are restricted in wheelchairs or physically in some way incapacitated. And tragedy seems to be on every doorstep of their life. And yet it's amazing that when you meet people who have had these kinds of conditions, how some people who've gone through those horrible conditions will curse it and be angry with it, and so their life, their, where they do all of their living, which is again is in the mind, is filled with despair. And there are others, I mean, you just have to watch the Jerry Lewis telethon to see young people who've been racked with muscular dystrophy come up on stage and be the most positive and joyful and beautiful people. And you wonder, how can somebody who is trapped in such a prison of a body that doesn't work in any level have such a magnificent attitude in their life when you would think that they would have every reason in the world to be negative? It always depends upon what that inner soul is like. If you're going through tragedy after tragedy and difficulty after difficulty, and those things continue to multiply, you might just start asking yourself, am I playing any role in this? No blame, no, it has nothing to do with that. It's like, what's in this for me? And why am I going through this life this way? And you begin to see that as you change inwardly, and begin to realize that you're part of the perfection of it all, and that God is with you regardless of what the physical world for you is like, and that this isn't your humanity, that you're not a human being having a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being having a human experience, and that human experience that you're having right now is a part of what you're here for, what you sort of signed up for. And if you can get past the poor me, this shouldn't be happening, isn't this awful mentality of all of that, you can transcend it. And if you can't, you know, it's really like which comes first. It's a chicken and the egg kind of question that we're discussing here. Is the negativity in my life the result of my thinking, or is my thinking creating this negativity in my life? You have to always ask yourself over and over again. It's like no matter how terrible the circumstances of your life, is being upset, miserable, full of despair, anger, hatred, and all of that kind of negativity, is that going to do anything to correct that? Like the analogy of the snake bite, you know, like when the snake bites you, that's happened, all right? That's already happened. It's just like the bankruptcy. It's happened, or it's the pregnancy. It's happened, all right? Whatever it is, whatever the... But that isn't what kills you. What kills you from a snake bite is not the bite. It's the venom that continues to pour through your system. And if you can rid yourself of the venom, that is the how you choose to process it, that maybe, just maybe, you can see that the negative attitude or the way that you're processing it is continuing to create more of that for you, rather than it's the result of bad luck or bad circumstances that have happened in your life, that you play a role in creating it all. And even the person who seems to be in the worst of circumstances, who doesn't have the attitude of this shouldn't be happening to me, but instead is saying it is and what's in it for me, you'll find that that person will not be living inwardly in that divine inner universe that is who you are in agony and despair. That isn't what their life is about. Externally, it may look that way. Externally, there may not be enough food on the table. Externally, they may be being beaten up by somebody. And externally, they may be in bankruptcy and all of that. But inwardly, where you do all of your living, that isn't how they process it. You know, it's like that's the kingdom of heaven. It's within. You've got to look at almost the duality of what it means to be human to understand this.